Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, and Osborne. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you each Tuesday at this time by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit.
Now, welcome to our Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94, our Tuesday Locker Room Chats. We're joined by Andy Nemchek, head wrestling coach of the Beloit Trojans. Coach, a nice weekend for you out at Russell. I know you're hoping for a team championship. You finished second place, but you did qualify eight wrestlers for state, including regional championships for Brennan Walker and Hunter Prohaska for you, among other great finishes. What were your thoughts of the way the kids wrestled there this past weekend at Russell?
Well, as you said, our goal was to win the region and give it to Republic County. They put together an outstanding tournament and ended up having 35 more points than us. And so, as you said, we did finish second in the region out of 21 teams. Larned was third with 127, and Hoisington was fourth in the region. But we had two region champions, Prohaska and Walker, and both put together great tournaments. We had a couple third-place finishers, Tate Cadle, in a tough, tough weight class. 145 was exceptionally tough at our region, and he ended up third. And Braden Burks was third at his weight class, 195. Finishing fourth in qualifying for state were Mason Fuller at 120, Tristan Thompson at 132 pounds, Caden Anderson, a freshman for us, at 138 pounds, and Creighton Johnson was fourth at 285 pounds. So qualifying eight was great. We thought we could do that, and Cameron Conkle, our 220-pounder all year, suffered an injury about 4 weeks ago, and I'm confident that he would have qualified also if he wouldn't have been sitting out because of injury. But we're very excited about the state tournament. Whenever you qualify eight kids for the state tournament, I firmly believe that we have a shot at bringing home a state trophy, and that's been our goal all season. Our motto for the season was keeping our eyes on the prize, and we certainly still are keeping our eyes on it.
We're talking with Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. When we come back, we'll kind of break down state a little bit more for the individuals and talk about Beloit out at Hayes coming up this weekend on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
And welcome back here on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com, our Locker Room Chats, high school wrestling with Andy Nemchek, coach of the Beloit Trojans. So, Coach, as we talked about, you do have eight wrestlers that are headed out to state, and I know you guys can have a chance. They get them brackets out pretty early as far as that's concerned, so you know who your opponents are going to be. When you look down the line here, how do you feel about your first-round matches for your kids?
Well, we feel good. You know, out at the state tournament, nothing is easy, and there's no bracket that's easy and that kind of thing. You got to put together your best matches. It's the end of the season, and you got to sell it out. And we really feel strongly. Certainly, Creighton Johnson. He's been ranked one or two all season, and he had a rough region. But coming into the state tournament, he placed third last year at 220 pounds and put together an outstanding state tournament. So we certainly feel strongly that he's going to be a place winner. And Tate Cadle was fourth last year at 132 pounds, and he's coming in this year at 145 pounds ranked. Braden Burks has been ranked all season at his weight class and comes into the state tournament. He was a state qualifier last year and wrestled in the state tournament. Hunter Prohaska was injured last year before the region time, so he couldn't compete in the region or the state, but Hunter has been in the state tournament as a freshman. He was a state tournament qualifier and ended up winning a match and that kind of thing. So these kids all have state tournament experience. And Mason Fuller has been a three-time. This is his third year in the state tournament, and he has not placed yet. So we feel that he's has been here and knows what the state tournament's all about. So we're not counting any of our kids out. All of our kids, we talked about, in order for us to secure a trophy at this state tournament, all of our kids have to be able to score points for our team, and that's what it's going to take. It took that for us to play second in the region. We had a great job by all the team members scoring points, and this is what it's going to take again for us to bring home a state trophy. And our kids are very much looking forward to it.
Andy Nimchek, the head coach of the Bullitt Trojan Wrestling Team, here in the locker room. Chats, Coach, thanks again for the time, and best of luck out of state this weekend.
All right, thank you, Dusty.
Our Bullitt Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions in Bullitt.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Our Tuesday night wrestling locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Nate Brown. Remember, for the latest high school sports news, visit ncksports.com.
Welcome back here on our locker room chats on Kitty Country 94. Our final chat with Nate Brown, head coach of the Osborne Bulldog wrestling team here this season. Coach, you went down to the regional tournament in 3-2-1A there at Norton Friday and Saturday. You knew it was going to be a tough one. All your wrestlers were knocked out in the consolation cross bracket round there. You did have Cameron Delaney and Chris Heisey to pick up a win each in that tournament. But just with Cameron, Chris, and then Lance Kayser, what were your thoughts of the way the kids wrestled there this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, you know, we knew it was going to be tough, as you mentioned, and they wrestled well. I mean, that's all I can ask for, and I thought they were, you know, they did the best they could, and it just wasn't good enough for the weekend. It's one of those things that's what you work for all year long. Basically, it's a big goal to make it to state, and unfortunately, it wasn't in the cards this year. But as I mentioned all year, we've been young. I mean, even though Cameron now he'll be a senior, he's gone. So, but you know, the rest of the kids, they'll be back, and you know, something to build on and something to look at and look to. And next year we could go back the same. So we got to prepare, you know, for that kind of competition, and so we, you know, that gives us something to look forward to. And, you know, fortunate enough, you know, we go to another regional. You know, we'd like to think you got a better chance of making it. But that's kind of the message all weekend with the coaches from all the schools. I mean, there was state placers didn't get to go back this year based on that regional. And that's just the way the cookie crumbles, I guess you'd say. But we take what we can, and life's going to go on. And the kids worked hard. That was the main thing, represented Osborne well. And so that was our main focus. And so we did accomplish that.
Again, as you mentioned, Cameron Delaney, a senior for you, he came back out for you this season. How do you feel about his progress back on the mats here this year as you'll lose him as a senior, as you mentioned?
Yeah, I mean, he put in the work. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, he's going to run track for me here coming up. And so we've already talked about that a little bit. And, you know, he knows, you know, words that takes a lot of work to do things. And he was not afraid to work in the room and was a good leader for us. I was glad to have him back in that regard. And you know, he wasn't from lack of effort, I guess, on his part to do that. But, he's definitely going to be missed. But that's part of life, too. We send them on, and hopefully they do well in the next adventure that they choose to do.
As you move forward, I know you got a couple junior high kids that are going, but when you look forward, what are your thoughts on these kids that are coming back here for your squad and the progress that you hope to make there with the program?
Yeah, I'm excited with what we'd say our two freshmen we had, and now Justin didn't get to wrestle this last weekend, but you know, there's a lot of potential there if he just wants to put in the work, and he's capable of doing some good things. And like I say, I don't know if we'll get junior high. I don't ever count those until they show up, and it'll be great if they do. I think we've got some good kids there. Chris trying to think. He had 19 wins, so just one short of 20, which isn't bad for a freshman, especially at upper weight. So with Chris Heiss, you know, and he's got definitely the talent and desire to do some well, just do well. It's just a matter of, again, putting in that time, especially that upper weight class. And there, it's kind of a rare deal to get a freshman to make it. Now, I know, you know, there's some around there that can at those upper weights, and he was close to that competition, just not quite there, but he'll continue to work and do well for us.
Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog wrestling team here in our locker room chats. Coach, well, thank you for joining us all season long to talk Bulldog wrestling, and wish you best of luck down the road, right?
Yep, we thank you and thank all the sponsors for putting it on, because these kids, they do deserve some, you know, we don't get to be on the radio for like the basketball team and things, but it's good to talk about them and brag them up a little bit, and we got good kids, so I appreciate you guys taking the time out for the wrestling sport. So thank you for everything you do, Dusty, and the radio station there.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Have an athlete who has had a banner week of athletic prowess? Nominate her or him for the NCKSSports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athlete of the Week. Visit NCKSSports.com to nominate, and maybe your favorite athlete will be selected to be that week's Athlete of the Week. Plus, for the latest news, standings, and schedules for your favorite high school teams involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, plus Smith Center and Concordia, visit NCKSSports.com. Your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, plus Smith Center and Concordia. Visit NCKSSports.com. A big thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Brush Art Corporation of Downs, S&S Drug and Home Health, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out NCKSSports.com. We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmen and their head coach, Brock Hutchison. The Smith Center Redmen Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you each week by Landmark Implement and Smith Center, and by Nutrient Ag Solutions of Beloit.
Welcome back here on our locker room chats on KD Country 94. Brock Hutchinson with us, the head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. Coach, you competed out at the 3-2-1A regional tournament this past weekend, and as you expected, it was a very tough regional. You do play, get four into the state tournament with Bentley Montgomery at 113 pounds of freshman before he won the regional championship there, but third place finishes for Colton Shoemaker at 120 and Nathan Raby at 152, Rel Spies at 182 as well before you making it to state. We'll touch upon those four first. How do you feel about the way things went for them as you have four state qualifiers?
You know, obviously you had to wrestle well to get out of that region. So, you know, very happy for those kids. And they did everything that they could do possibly the whole week. We had Bentley Montgomery was just he battled all week because he was sick. And then Shoemaker ends up getting sick, didn't even come to school on Wednesday and Thursday, still managed to keep his weight down. And I'd tell you this, too. I take my hat off to him because Bentley did not look good, and I didn't see Shoemaker until Friday, and they put him on some high-dosage medication stuff, and he was able to wrestle. So that was a good thing about them. And then, you know, Nathan Rabby really deserved it. He's worked hard all year, and it's all of our kids have. But, I mean, you feel bad for the ones that did make it, but happy for those guys. And Burrell's senior year, you know, and 82 was really tough there. Mm-hmm. Had probably six or seven kids that could have beat anybody at any given time, except for probably fantasy, but worked out for those guys.
Just as a whole, some of the guys, you know, like Conrad, he placed at state last year but doesn't make it back. And you know, just as a whole, how did you feel about the way the kids performed there in that tough regional, just everybody?
You know, we performed well, and we got third. You know, that's kind of a big deal. I knew going in we probably weren't going to beat Norton. We probably wasn't going to beat Hoxie. But, you know, happy with our kids. Feel bad, really bad for Jake. And I feel bad for Jake Sass. You know, those guys are a match away. The Constellation semifinals match against the Piper kid from Ellis was it was just a barn burner. I mean, those kids were battling, man. They had nothing left at the end. So it's fun to be a part of, but you always feel bad for your kids.
You were talking with Brock Hutchinson, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond here in the locker room. Chats, take a time out. We come back. We'll preview state this weekend for the Redmond wrestlers here on KD Country 94.
You have a big investment in your farming operation. Let Landmark Implement help you get the most out of your equipment by investing in pre-season service inspections. Let our John Deere trained and certified technicians provides you with a complete list of repairs that will help your equipment perform better and deliver maximum performance. At Landmark, buy three equipment service inspections and get the fourth free. Contact your local Landmark service manager for details and experience the Landmark difference.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting Fertilizer BioCatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
And welcome back here in the Locker Room Chat. Still with Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond Wrestling Team. Coach, again, four wrestlers that are headed to the state tournament here in Hayes. I know you don't get too involved with the brackets, but I know you kind of know those first round matchups and just kind of the weight classes as a whole. But 113, 120, 160, and 182 are the classes for Montgomery and Shoemaker and Rabbi as well as Spieth. So just overall, how do you feel about the way things look for your kids as you get ready for Hayes on Friday and Saturday?
Well, you know, coming out of that tough region, I don't, there's not a match that I know that we can't be in. So I guess we can put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I think our kids drew really well, but, you know, you don't want to go talk too much because we haven't seen a lot of those kids, and I love it when we do draw somebody that we haven't seen because just the fact that it's different styles and we're not used to them, they're not used to us type of situation. So it could be an advantage, but it also can be a disadvantage as well. Happy with the way they drew.
And what do you do, like you've got a mixture of kids here that have been to state, and you got two that have been and two that haven't. Like, what do you tell the ones, and what do the kids that have been to state tell the ones that haven't been there about the atmosphere and to maybe relieve some of their pressure that's going into it?
Well, and it is different, but Bentley's wrestled on the big stage before, So I'm not concerned about that. Rabbi, he's a nervous, happy-go-lucky, anxiety type kid anyway, so I really don't think it's really going to matter to him because it really doesn't matter. It could be the easiest tournament we go to all year, and he still acts the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, I mean, I think they're going to be all right. There's no promises. You know, we've had kids go down there and lay an egg before too, but I think we'll be all right. We play it, you know, day by day. And it's we go down there for a business trip. We don't go down there to, you know, swim in the swimming pool and play twinkle toes with each other. Mm-hmm. It's a business trip. So we're just treated as that.
Brock Hutchinson, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thank you for the time again, and best of luck to your four out of state this weekend.
Thank you very much, Dust. Appreciate your coverage.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Smith Center and Nutrien Ag Solutions of Beloit.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
You have a big investment in your farming operation. Let Landmark Implement help you get the most out of your equipment by investing in pre-season service inspections. Let our John Deere trained and certified technicians provide you with a complete list of repairs that will help your equipment perform better and deliver maximum performance. At Landmark, buy three equipment service inspections and get the fourth free. Contact your local Landmark service manager for details and experience the Landmark difference. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches at Beloit, Smith Center, and Osborne.